If you're looking for a new tropical destination to visit, keep listening. Pam just got back from an incredible trip to the island of Roatan, located off the coast of Honduras, and she's here to tell you all about how she did it on Points and Miles. Welcome to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. We are three moms who've discovered how to leverage credit card welcome offers to get hundreds of thousands of dollars of travel expenses for nearly free. We've used credit card points and miles to take vacations to places like Hawaii, Paris, Greece, Maldives, Japan, and so much more. And the best part? We each still have 800 plus credit scores. Imagine being able to take the vacation of your dreams for nearly free. It's totally possible, and we're here to show you how. Hey, I'm Alex.
And I'm Pam, Alex's mom.
And I'm Jess. Let's talk points. Pam just got back from the Kempton Grand Roatan like last night. So now all three of us love the Kempton Seafire that's in Grand Cayman. And we've been really excited to hear what Pam thinks of the Kempton and Roatan and hear how it compares to the Kempton Seafire. We can't wait to hear about it, Pam. So let's kick it off. How did you get from Denver to Roatan, Honduras?
Well, this is a shocker, but I flew United. And no, it was not direct. But I did learn from talking to someone at the Roatan, the Kempton Roatan, that there is a direct flight. It just doesn't fly every day of the week. I think it flies primarily direct on Saturdays. So when I return, spoiler alert, I loved it. That is how I will fly. So I did have to stop in Houston, and I thought it was very rude, Jess, that you weren't there to take me out to dinner, to come meet me. You were there over in Scotland having a good old time there, but I was able to find a place to stay. And the Marriott in Houston is located pretty much in terminal. You take a flight down and then take a little shuttle over to it. I used a free night certificate to stay there. I've stayed there before. It works out really well. Flying there from Denver, if it's not on that direct flight, is a little crazy because you're going to go at 5 a.m. or you're going to go at nighttime and then have to do an overnight stay at Houston. Now, I'm not the girl that's going to get up at 5 a.m. And so for me, taking that flight at night and sleeping at the Marriott in Houston works out great. You get up in the morning and take the flight out to Roatan, and you're there by a little afternoon. Now, my daughter Kelly and her daughter Riley, my granddaughter, this was a three generational trip. And they, because she had some volleyball and some things going on, they were taking that 5 o'clock flight out. And I was not unhappy to have to miss that. I was fine getting there on my own. The crazy thing is that sometimes, even in the spring, we get some bad weather in the Denver area, and we started getting all this word that there was going to be this spring snowstorm, so I was getting really nervous. Now, I had just gotten home from Austin, and that night, I think I woke up, and I wasn't sleeping really good, and I was reading messages from United saying, oh, you can rebook, there won't be a change waiver. And all of a sudden I realized, no, this is serious. There's definitely going to be a snowstorm in Denver, and I may not get out, and then I might miss the first day of my trip or first 2 days or whatever. So I did a Jess getting to Chicago deal last minute, booking something out of Denver that day. I woke up, I told my husband, yeah, I think I got to get to the airport. I think I was on the flight at 1. I just gotten home from Austin. I got up, I booked that flight. I quickly washed, packed clothes, and was heading back to the airport. So it was really nuts, but it's, you know, just what you have to do. The one good thing that happened with this is that when we decided that we originally were just going to stay in the Marriott in Houston for 2 nights. And then we thought, well, why don't we see if we can get over to Roatan early? So we were able to book another night with points and were able to go over there. And so that made it really nice. Now, the flight from Denver to Roatan was $1,200. That's a lot of money, or 40K in points. And then flying home, it was 20K in points. So that made a little bit more sense this time. I had long heard about the Kimpton Roatan. It was opened. It used to be the Grand Roatan. And it was kind of revamped from that hotel. And Kimpton had bought the property. And it was reopened then in October of 2023. So I knew it was a really new property. I love a new property. I love Kimptons. We'll link a post that I wrote about why I love Kimptons so much. But they just have a really neat vibe, kind of a boutique vibe. And I'd been to the Seafire and loved it. So was pretty sure that I was going to love this one too. This was 70K a night. You can get IHG points with the purse. They have two personal cards and a business card. The nice thing about when you book with an IHG for the Kimpton is that you book three nights, the fourth night is free. And so it was a total of 210,000 points. Right now, the current offer on the business card is 140,000 points. And at the time that we air this, the IHG Rewards Premier will also be at 140,000 points. I do have diamond status. So because I do have that, I was able to get a free breakfast for two people. There were three of us. So we paid $30 a day for the third person to have breakfast, which was totally worth it. We were upgraded to a queen premium with an ocean view. And this is one of those times when I know we talked about this when Alex and I talked about going to the Kimpton Seafire, is that sometimes if you want to just get one card, get those 140,000 IHG points and then buy IHG points when there's a sale. They have so many sales when you get 100% bonus. So if you buy 35,000 points, you're going to get 35,000 points. So another 70K, that's got you your 210 you need for four nights. And it's really a reasonable way to do it.
One thing I just want to mention real quick is when to get the fourth night free, you have to have the IHG Rewards Premier or the business card. Their lower annual fee personal card doesn't come with the fourth night free.
Good point, Alex. So transportation was pretty easy. We were able to book that through the hotel. It was $55 a room. It was a shared shuttle. Then on both of ours, we were in a expedition, I think. And then the other time we were in a van, we were the only ones on it. The drivers were really friendly. They would show us a little bit about the island and it was really nice. Also, when you're there at the resort, if you want to go anywhere near the resort, they will take you in a golf cart. Anywhere a 3-mile radius will get you there. And so that works out really well. We were able to go and get some waters. You don't drink the water when you're at this resort. And the water is really expensive at the Kimpton Roatan. So we had them take us to a local grocery store. We got some waters and some treats. They could also.
So it's not like Mexico where they just have free waters.
No, it wasn't. Okay. But I'll tell you, there was always water in the lobby, except for during the time that they had their tea and coffee. There was always water out by the pool area and cups. So a person could always get it. There was a fountain in the fitness center. So it wasn't like there weren't ways to get it. But otherwise, you're going to pay about $8 a bottle. So it was kind of spendy. So, but it did work out. It worked out fine. Another way to get around on the island is on water taxis. We were told they were about $3 a person and you could go from different areas of the island. Roatan is an island off the coast of Honduras. And so the water taxis for us, it was always $5 a person. There were a lot of cruise ships that were visiting on the days. I think they visit like 3 days a week at least. And one day there was like three cruise ships in the harbor. And so I think on those days they up the price a little bit. And I think we were there. That was the day when we took the water taxi. I think that was the day that the cruise ships were in, and that may have been what cost. But I mean, it was still very reasonable to do. When we got to the resort, it took us about 30 minutes from the airport. It's located on the West Bay area of Roatan. And let me just tell you, the minute I walked in that lobby, it was like, oh, be still my heart. I love this resort. I knew that I was a goner from the get-go. It was like the vibe of it. While we were there, we happened to be talking to a lady, but the pool, it turned out that she works specifically for Kimpton and their decor department. And I told her, I said, I love whatever you guys are doing, keep doing it. I love the vibe of your hotels. And she said that they called the Kimpton brand is called, they call it Barefoot Luxury. And that is that's exactly what this felt like. It felt like Barefoot Luxury. It's like, I'm on a beach, but it's luxurious. It was, you know, neutral tones of white and tan and black. And it was gorgeous. It was so well done. The minute we got in, they welcomed us. They welcomed me as a Diamond member. They gave us a welcome drink. It was a lemonade it was really, really good. I don't know what all was in it, but it was really good. And, you know, of course, because we don't drink, I says, does this have alcohol in it? And the guy pulled out a bottle of alcohol. He goes, no, but I can add it. We said, no, we're going to add. But it was such a good drink. The rooms that are at the hotel are just, it's like a normal hotel, but they also have some bungalows that are located in kind of the jungle area. And then they have some 1 and 2 bedroom villas. Like I said, we had a double queen premium and we were upgraded to an ocean view. I would say that the ocean view was very similar to the ocean view that we got when we were at the Kimpton Seafire, where you're just like, oh my goodness, that is so gorgeous. Really, really beautiful view. The difference is between the two is that this has a coral reef that is just right off the beach. And so people are constantly snorkeling there. They even have night snorkels. So at nighttime, you can see all these flashlights underneath the water and people are out there snorkeling. And so it's really beautiful. The water is beautiful. And, you know.
Did you night snorkel, Mom?
No, I didn't snorkel at all.
Did Kelly and Riley snorkel?
You know, they did. And they said the snorkeling was really good. They snorkeled twice. And okay. There is a guy there that has this jacket on that says Park Ranger. And he will take people on snorkel expeditions during the day or at night. And you just pay him tips, and that's part of, and the snorkeling gear is all part of the amenities for that. You have to pay a $60 resort fee, and that covered in that. I've snorkeled a million times in my life, and I probably should have. I kind of kicked myself I didn't, because I'm sure it was really good, but I'm going to go back and I'll do it then. But my neck was bothering me a little bit, and that up and down movement sometimes hurts it. So I foregoed it this time. Our room was really spacious. It had a really large bathroom, a large terrace. I'd say that's really similar to the Seafire in the space. And I just liked kind of the decor of it a little bit better. But the Seafire is gorgeous. So it's, you know, that's not anything to complain about either.
Are the views from the room similar to Seafire? Because that's kind of what took my breath away. It's like you walk out and you could just see the property and the beach, and it was just
very similar.
Views.
Yeah, very, very similar. And again, just like the Seafire, there's tons of seating areas, very luscious. I was surprised at how lush Roatan was. I always think of Costa Rica being lush. I almost felt like Roatan was even lusher. It was very green and very beautiful. When we got into our room, we had a welcome gift. We had a note that welcomed us, and we had some waters. They had sent me a note and asked, you know, what we like. And I mentioned that I don't drink alcohol. And so I said, but we like Cokes. And they had some Cokes there. They had some water. They had some macaroons, and they had a charcuterie board. So we really enjoyed that. And let me just tell you that taking a granddaughter on a trip like this, her mouth was dropped at all times. She couldn't believe how fancy it was. She couldn't believe we had the charcuterie board. We had all these treats. And I mean, she was just like, this is amazing. She is 16 years old and she was loving life. There is, like I said, there's a $60 resort fee that covers your Wi-Fi, your snorkel gear, the guide for snorkeling. They have glass bottom kayaks. They serve morning coffee or tea, and there's an evening social hour with wine and some drinks and some appetizers, very similar to the Sea Fire. But the one thing I did notice, Alex, is that they did not have the snacks for the kids like they do at the Sea Fire.
No fruit snacks in Capri Suns?
Nope, just for the adults. But there were a lot of children here. It was not like this was not a family-friendly hotel. I would think that, you know, a third of the people had children. I think it was also spring break, but there were a lot of children there. There's only one main pool. And Alex, I got good news for you. They had the flags. Alex loves when you're sitting poolside and they have a little flag and you can just flip the flag up when you want something to eat or drink. And you can be that introverted person and still get served and no one's bugging you.
I do love that. It's so nice.
I was really happy to see that too. I do like that.
Well, it just makes sense because then the people aren't wasting their time asking if you need anything when you don't need anything.
Exactly. They had a hot tub, a really big hot tub, and they had a really nice beach area. And we never had to fight to find a place to sit. They were always there to make up our lounge chairs, to get us anything that we needed. I'd say that the pool area and the beach here is probably a little smaller than the Sea Fire, but so lush and so pretty. And like I said, there's complimentary water at the pool. There's complimentary suntan lotion and aloe vera, and there's even bug spray. And luckily, I think I only came away with a couple mosquito bites, and they love me. I didn't really put on the spray, so, you know, we were not there at a bad time for that.
So if you're thinking, wow, I would love to travel to a tropical destination and stay like Pam did in barefoot luxury for pennies on the dollar, we've got great news for you. If you click the link in the show notes, you can register for our free webinar, and we're going to walk you through our exact method for turning your everyday expenses into nearly free travel.
So at the Kimpton Roatan, there are 4 restaurants, and really, they are all really good. I feel like we enjoyed the food at the Kimpton Sea Fire. This was similar. The first restaurant is Alera, which is their main restaurant, has kind of their nicer dinners, also where you eat breakfast. It is a breakfast buffet, but it has 3 stations. They had an omelet station. They had, I think it was called a Boleado station. It's kind of homemade flour tortillas with beans and eggs and cream and all the goodies. They were really good. And then they had a waffle station with fresh waffles and dulce de leche, sweetened condensed milk, sprinkles, all the fruit. And then just the normal fruits and the, you know, all the eggs, the bacon, the pastries. It was a really good breakfast and definitely worth more than $30. I was surprised it was that cheap. Then they have a restaurant called Sea Cat. That's where you get your pool food is served from there. We went there a couple nights for dinner. One night was Taco Tuesday. We had amazing flautas there. They had a fish Friday, and we got this huge red snapper, the whole thing, eyes and all staring at us, and rice and beans, kind of a more traditional Honduran meal, and it was amazing. I'd say it had really good food, and it's probably open, you know, from lunchtime until dinner time. They have another restaurant that's only open from Wednesday to Sundays. It's called The Drop-Off. It's on the beach, and they do a lot of grilled food. In fact, if you go out and you go fishing, and there was a lot of fishing,
You can bring it and they'll grill your food there. You could smell this grilled food throughout the restaurant. We went there one night and, you know, had some really good food. It was great. And then they have a place called the Vos Cafe where you could, one night, I think it's our first night there. We weren't very hungry because we had a really late lunch when we got there. But so we got some burgers and sandwiches there. They have light breakfasts like banana bread and some coffees and, you know, and most of the time it's just a bar, but it's gorgeous. All of it is just really, really pretty. The other thing that's really nice is there are a lot of walkable restaurants nearby. We went to a restaurant. We went to a place called Pizzarama, and we had pizza there. That was really good. We went to a little boutique hotel and had lunch one day. And then we took a water taxi over to what's called to the west end of the island. And we went to this place that everybody raved about called Sandy Buns. And there's a Texan there, a guy from Texas has come over to the island. And I guess we were talking to him. He makes most of the breads for like 40 to 50 of the different restaurants. Amazing cinnamon rolls. That's what we mainly went for. But he also cooks this crazy Texas brisket. So delicious. We had a burger with all this brisket on it and queso. We had brisket nachos. It was really, really good. And there are just a ton of different restaurants that you can walk to or you can take a water taxi to. So you have a lot of options. And this is where I felt like it really stood out. One of the things that I thought was nice is all the activities that are in the area. They have a really nice fitness center. I even went to the fitness center a couple times.
Kelly, good job.
Yep. Kelly and Riley were there every morning. It's a nice, really beautiful fitness center. We did get massages. Kelly and I, we were there for my daughter Kelly's birthday. So we had massages on her birthday. And like I said, you can do snorkeling and kayaking. You take the water taxis to the West End. They went zip lining. The hotel took them to the place. And I think she said it was about $50. And they did some zip lining at a place called, I think it was called South Adventures. I'll have it in my post for sure. And there are also areas where you can go to. You can see monkeys. You can hold sloths. Lots of fishing is available there. I talked to a little boy one day around the pool and they caught some red snapper. And you can just walk down the beach. Walk down the beach and there's people that are happy to braid your hair or give you a seated massage. And I think one of the things that I like most about Roatan, and I actually liked it more than I did the Sea Fire, is that I just liked the feel of Roatan. It felt more like I was in a foreign country. I loved the colorful houses, the colorful storefronts. Everything was just bright and vibrant. And I really, really enjoyed it. I have to say service was top notch, just like it was at the Sea Fire. There's a concierge there called Leia who couldn't do enough to help us. I let them know that it was Kelly's birthday. All of a sudden, the day before, I go, oh my goodness, it's Kelly's birthday. And I told no one about it. So I just texted them. They'd been texting me quite often to see how things were and if we enjoyed everything or if there was anything they could do to make things better. So I said, I forgot to tell someone that it's my daughter's birthday. So, you know, I don't know if you do anything for birthdays, if you decorate the room. And they said, how old is your daughter? And I think they thought that, you know, she was probably young. And what's her favorite kind of cake? I said, well, she's not very particular about her cake. I said, yeah, she's going to be 44. So I says, you know, anything you could do would be great. And every time I would go up to the room that day, I'd go up there thinking I'd see something. There was nothing. I was like, oh my goodness, they're forgetting this. And I didn't bring anything to decorate with because we had to leave so quickly and I was feeling kind of bad. And we went to dinner, and at dinner, I mentioned that it was her birthday and they brought this really cute cake on a plate that said happy birthday and candle. And it was really nice. And we went up to the room, we got there, and it was like, yay, they didn't forget us, forget Kelly. So they had really gone all out. They had another one of those cakes. They had some Cokes. They had some, I think some sparkling wine. I don't know. I guess they forgot about the alcohol part for this. They had a big fruit salad. They had some more macaroons. They had a really nice note for her. And it was just really appreciated. She was so excited.
Kimpton really goes all out with their celebrate, like just recognizing people for things. Because it was the same for us at the Kimpton Sea Fire. We weren't even celebrating anything. Like they emailed me and said, you know, they sent me a welcome email and said, are you here celebrating anything? And I said, no, we're not. It's just a mother-daughter trip. We're celebrating the end of the school year for my daughter. It's like our first summer vacation of the year. And they had cookies in the shape of a heart with Molly's name in the middle of them and had them waiting for us and like bottles of juice. And I was like, we really aren't even celebrating anything. And they put her name in icing on a cookie, you know? So they take really good care of you no matter what.
Well, and then that's something to always remember. If you're going somewhere to any hotel, whether it's, you know, someone's birthday or it's your anniversary, even if it's the first time you've ever been to Paris, you know, let the people know, you know, be sure and ask for, you know, some sort of upgrade or just let them know that you're coming, that you're excited to be there, what the holiday is, what the celebration is, because I have found probably 90% of the time, they will provide some sort of an amenity or an upgrade or something when you do that. And so that's definitely something that, you know, we would encourage you to do. So now let's compare really the Sea Fire and the Roatan. Which, if I could just go to one, which would I go to? Well, let me preface this by saying I would happily go to either. I think for me, Kimpton Roatan wins by a little bit. And part of it may be because I've been to Grand Cayman a couple times before I went to the Sea Fire. And so I'm not as invested in that island. Whereas Roatan, I went one day off a cruise and had a really good time. And then this time, and then, you know, I just really thought it was fun to visit the island. It is an old English colony. Everybody speaks really good English. You hear a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of Spanish mixed with Creole, but mainly it's really good English. You can use dollars all over the hotel and even the island to buy things or for tipping. So that makes it really easy. But I just felt like Roatan felt a little bit more foreign to me than the Sea Fire Kimpton. And I kind of like that. It was really easy to walk around places. Now, I have to say that when Alex and I went to the Kimpton Sea Fire, we didn't get out and even try to walk around places. So maybe you can, and we just didn't do it. But this was super, super easy. But the Kimpton Roatan is definitely more my vibe in the decorations, although I remember, Alex, I loved the Sea Fire. I could quit talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe it could be because you're just coming home from this one.
It could be.
I mean, I haven't been there, but I, like you said before, I'm sure they're both amazing and you can't go wrong with either one.
I think that's it. But I think that if you've been to the Sea Fire, and our people love it, everybody, our readers, our listeners, they love the Sea Fire. I guess my point is now go try the Kimpton Roatan. Yeah. I think you will love it too because it was amazing. I 100% will go back and I am going to be looking at when I can go next year.
I'm not even joking when I say I have my United website up on my screen and I'm like searching for when I can go there.
This is a typical recording session when one of us comes back from a trip. Uh-huh. The other Always one me. Is, and usually it's Jess.
No, and here's the deal. Every year I say, I'm not going to travel as much. I'm going to stay home more. And here I am looking at when I can go to Roatan. The thing is, it's like a 2.5 hour flight from Houston. Like, it's so
That's
quick.
Amazing.
It's so
That's
quick.
A no-brainer.
I can get to Roatan quicker than I can get to New York City, you know? And so I might have to pull the trigger on this, guys. Alex, you want to come?
All right. Well, Mom, your trip to Kimpton Grand Roatan sounds like it was wonderful. And it looks like Jess and I have another Kimpton we need to visit on point soon. I mean, she might beat me to it by the sounds of it, but we'll all eventually make it there. So who doesn't love a great beach vacation? And when it's for pennies on the dollar, it's even better. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with your friends. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button from wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Want to start jet setting even faster? Follow the links in the show notes to learn about everything we discussed in today's episode. And to stay connected and follow along, follow us on Instagram at Travel Mom Squad. We can't wait to see where in the world Points and Miles take you.